Welcome to the Commie House. We're back with a new episode. This week, we talk about the new Fire Force season. It's Fuck Makima in the Reading Ass Book Club. And Bilal reviews the Netflix anime movie Bubble. New episode drops on Thursday. Let's start this episode preview.
I'm going to stop here because I really love Goodbye Air and I can continue talking about it for a bit. Honestly, I think you should read Chainsaw Man and then read Goodbye Eri.
Okay.
If you can't wait to read Goodbye Eri, I understand. But like, if you read Chainsaw Man, go.
I gotta have a palate cleanser after this, because honestly, what do I read after this?
I guess Goodbye Eri.
Yeah.
What do you read after Goodbye Eri? I still don't know. I'm still looking.
That's what I said to myself. Well, I'm still gonna read Sakamoto Days.
Days is fire.
I haven't taken it out the pack yet. It's just nicely wrapped. Just like on my nightstand. So I am going to start it. But yeah, that's what I've been saying to myself. Like, what am I going to read after Chainsaw Man? Because this has had... I've been dedicated to this manga for a year.
It's a weird, like, if you like films and you like the culture around films, you're gonna love Goodbye Eri. But like, also not pretentious, and he's just like telling it how it is sometimes. Anyway, that's my Reading Ass Book Club recommendation. Read Goodbye Eri if you haven't.
Better read it.
Y'all better read it.
Chainsaw Man was on point.
Chainsaw Man's on point.
Everything has been on point, so that must be too.
Yep. All right, I'm moving on to the slaps. Slaps, what y'all watch recently?
I'm in the mood for anime movies.
All right.
I actually like anime movies because, I don't know, I just be liking to just...
Yeah, I know how much you love a silent voice.
Why'd you have to bring that up?
What anime movie you watch?
Why'd you have to bring that
What'd
up?
What'd you mean?
Also, Ren, fuck you for putting it on.
I didn't even say nothing.
Fuck you for really putting it on.
You didn't put it on silently. You were just like, come watch this.
Dingy simple ass.
That's why you don't fall for bitches, guys, bro. Guys,
Makima.
Don't whatever, fall for whatever, bitches,
whatever
bro.
Agenda. Guys, whatever agenda
fuck
is.
Fuck that bitch. Fuck that what she if, cares what if she about had, nobody but herself.
What if she has a good reason? You should read the next chapter. You should read the next chapter when you can.
Wolves really do be in sheep's clothing. That's what I'll say about Makima.
She could be a...
Fuck that bitch.
She could be a sheep in a wolf clothing inside of sheep clothing. She could be a sheep. Yeah. Give it benefit of doubt.
Anywho.
Your thoughts on Volume 10 at least, what you read so far?
What the fuck? That's my thought.
Because you knew the cake scene was coming and...
I didn't know. I was expecting for the character to die in like a battle.
How was it?
Yeah.
It was good.
Somebody
it was cute.
Told me it was like Beauty and the Beast. No. That's Belle.
That's Belle.
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
Yep.
It is just a story of Little Mermaid. So quick synopsis of Bubble is Gravity Divine. Okay. Quick synopsis of Bubble is gravity-defying bubbles rain down, cutting off Tokyo from the rest of the world. The city skyline becomes a playground for young people competing in parkour team battles.
Cool.
Hibiki plummets into the sea but is saved by a girl with mysterious power. So, yeah.
You remember when they did parkour on The Office?
Parkour!
I'm sorry.
It's a very, like... I think the strength of this movie is very well animated, and it does like a lot of good motion, and like the movie is just a showcase of animators showing off like really good parkour animation.